awesome. Good day to all of you. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you another one of my leadership tips. And today is one, definitely one to focus on. And I do want to just get the commercials out of the way up front. You can find me on my YouTube channel, which is under Robert DiGiacomo. And the spelling is going across the screen there as you see that. And be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss out on any of the many, many videos that are posted in my YouTube channel on various levels of leadership, etc. As well as my podcasts, which come out and under Intentional Growth Coaching. And you will find me on iTunes. I think they still call it iTunes, as well as Google Play. So if you just type in Intentional Growth Coaching, you will see that. And again, be sure to subscribe to that so that you don't miss out on anything. I know there are people out there who take me on their walks, or if they're driving on the highway, they take me down the highway with them and listen, because the information is quite good, to say the least. Now, today, I want to just refer to the year 2020. I'm going to date myself a little bit, because certainly, I don't know about you, but the year 2020 has certainly been a year that is going to go down in the record books for sure. Now, I know we probably say that about each and every year, because each and every year we do put the year in the record books, because stuff happens throughout any year. But it just seems that this year has been a little bit different. But I am going to date myself a little bit, because it reminds me of a couple of things when I was a lot younger. I'm a lot older today. One of them, there was a song by Zager and Evans called In the Year 2525, and it was a song about varying years going up in the year 2525, if man is still alive, etc., etc. And then when I was young, there was a TV show that was out called That Was the Year That Was. And clearly, 2020 is probably going to qualify as one of those That Was the Year That Was, because there's just so much happening in the year 2020. And if you haven't noticed, then I don't know where you've been, but oh my gosh. And we still have the rest of September, October, November, and December, like 3.5 months to go in the year 2020. Clearly, we've been experiencing chaos, crisis, fear, maybe some joy and happiness as well. I mean, on any given day when you wake up, it's another awesome opportunity and a blessing, whether it's in disguise or not, the fact that you woke up, the fact that you're watching this right now. So hopefully there's not a lot of crisis, chaos, and fear going on in your life. And, what about you? What's going on with you? What's happening? Are you taking a few moments to pause? Some of you may be actually journaling out there. And if you haven't journaled, that might be something good to start, because as the year 2020 has been going by, and certainly it's been a very eventful year for me from a personal standpoint, but I've been taking notes. I've been writing some of my memoirs down for a potential book that I've been writing for years. And if nobody else reads my book except my family, then at least that would have been good, because it really explains a lot of things that went on back when I was a child, and my parents, my grandparents. And it's about the continuation of the story. I hope you have a story where you're at. But what about you? What's going on in your daily events? Are you just out there trying to be safe? Or are you out there making a difference? I remember a Kevin Costner movie. He's a pitcher on a baseball team, and he's basically coming to the end of his career. But never a day that he went out on the mound did he never start the game by isolating himself before that first pitch and saying, reset the mechanism. Clear everything out, reset the mechanism, refocus. There's still a lot of positive time here in 2020. It doesn't have to be all bad news each and every day. You know, I know while some people are having some crazy news, some people are having some crazy news. It depends on how you want to look at it. How's your pleasure been impacted by the year 2020? Are you able to do everything that you normally do, or have you had to change? You know, shift happens on a daily basis, but how has it impacted the things that you used to do or still are able to do for pleasure? Are you feeling more powerful or less powerful these days? Enticements, are you out there doing things that you'd like to do, or are you being enticed to do other things that you would not normally do? And of course, faith. How's faith working for you these days? Has it increased? Has it decreased? Are you taking some time to give thanks for the fact that you woke up this morning? Some people have not. Is your faith stronger or weaker than what it was, say, 6 months ago or in 2019? How is your faith progressing on the way to 2021? Because yes, it will get here. I don't think the world is coming to an end anytime soon. But if it does, have you got your faith in order? How's your time going? You know, there are three words that apply here. One is time, one is talent, and the other one is treasure. Are you using your time well? Do you realize that you do have talents? Do you realize that there's a lot of things that are out there waiting? And, you know, again, dating myself back in the old days of the pirate ships when they would steal the loot from the others and then go and bury that treasure somewhere. Do you have some buried treasure buried somewhere that you can go dig up and put into use? Are you sharing your treasure with others, or are you keeping it all to yourself? You know, so many things to be able to do with time, talent, and treasure. So that's my message for today. Once again, remember that you can reach out to me directly by email at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com, or you can reach me again, go to my YouTube channel, Robert DiGiacomo, and hit subscribe, and go get some podcasts at Intentional Growth Coaching. And by the way, I also do a podcast series with a good friend of mine, Alejandro Tornato, and we have a podcast out there called Alejandro and Bob Unplugged, so you can also find that on iTunes. But you can get the videos that we produce for that series also on my YouTube channel. So much to go get a handle on and be able to work with. But most importantly, I want you to make it a great day today. Today is the day you have. I want you to think as to how you can utilize that time, that talent, and that treasure that you have, and how you can help and benefit other people who maybe don't have it quite as good as you do today, because shift happens in everybody's lives. So until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, I'll be coming to you. By the way, be on the lookout for my next podcast and YouTube, which is going to be based on keys. Yes, keys. I've done something on tunnels. I've done something on bridges. I've done something on walls. And I've done something on colors. And if you're probably wondering what has that got to do with life and leadership, well, go listen to them or go watch the videos that apply. But this one is on keys. Now, do you have the key to get through the lock that's going to take you to the next level to be able to use that time, talent, and treasure? Or are you dealing with a rusty lock? Or maybe you've lost the key. Anyway, stay tuned for that. That will be coming out very, very soon, definitely this week, maybe even later today. All depends on how I'm using my time, my talent, and my treasure. So until next time, make it a great, wonderful, and significant day. Bye-bye.